Hey guys, Dan Bradbury here, and I'm super excited. In this episode, we're going to talk about how a client of mine went from 12 to 36 million in 1 year. He trebled his revenue, but more importantly, he did so profitably. And this podcast episode is actually a sneak preview of what's coming up at the next CEO Mastermind event, which is on the 18th and 19th of June. There'll be a link in the podcast blurb below if you want to find out more about that event, or if you want to come along as a guest and try it out, try on Mastermind and see if being in this room for some of the fastest growing entrepreneurs in the UK is right for you. Click the link, find out about the upcoming CEO Mastermind. So back to the point. In every CEO Mastermind, we have a theme or one or two themes. And in this CEO Mastermind, one of the themes, the other one will be revealed later. One of the themes is marketing. So, as you know, if you're listening to the podcast, I believe there are six core areas of business. And in the cycle, the next one is marketing. And if you think about it, until you get somebody knows you exist and wants to buy from you, your business isn't going to progress. And I am super excited that we have just secured the most phenomenal guest speaker. So, the person I'm going to talk about now is not the person that's speaking, so I don't give it away, but the legend, a godfather of marketing, if you will, or certainly direct response marketing, is Dan S. Kennedy. And Dan really inspired my career. You know, they called Dan the Millionaire Maker, and I think he's got well in excess of 100 millionaires, created 100 plus millionaires, of which I would call myself one of those. I've spent over six figures on studying and learning from Dan Kennedy over my career over the last 20 years, and it's been masterful, and it really catapulted my business forward. Because all things being equal, marketing is the secret sauce. Marketing is the thing that can give you a 10x response. Yes, you can often improve your operations and your customer experience, etc. You might even be able to improve your selling ability. However, the orders of magnitude improvement, in my experience, often come from marketing. That's the basis. And I learned so much from Dan Kennedy about marketing and direct response and how it applies to small business. So, you know, not big conglomerates like Coca-Cola, but businesses like yours and mine that are doing six, seven, or eight figure revenues that are looking to scale, that don't have unlimited capital resources. And so I learned a lot from Dan, and Dan is kind of on a bit of a wind down now. In fact, a few years ago, he nearly died. In fact, he gave notification that he was in a hospice after complications following surgery. But thankfully, he recovered. And, you know, he's still around to this day. And if you get a chance to hear him speak, please do, because we don't know how long he's got left. However, here's the interesting thing. So Dan's kind of really passing on the baton, if you will. And what not a lot of people know, but those really in the know, really into Dan Kennedy know, is he's got a few people around him, and he's got a secret weapon who she has been around him for. It's in excess of 10 years, because I've known her for at least that long, but 20 years, where she has been his right-hand woman. And she's written some of his biggest marketing campaigns, been a copywriter for him. She has, you know, taught many of his programs. And so she really has been an absolute centerpiece and masterful, and been entrusted to teach his materials at the very, very highest level. And this lady's name is Darcy Juarez. She's not really one for the limelight, but Darcy is just written a book with Dan Kennedy. And at the moment, it's not even available in the UK. But she's written a book on marketing with co-authored with Dan Kennedy. It's been released in the US, and I don't know how many thousands it sold in the, you know, opening segments, but all I do know is it went to number one in Amazon in marketing, sales, selling, like multiple categories instantaneously, as you would expect. What's fascinating about this is this book hasn't been even been released in the UK yet, but Darcy is coming to the UK. She's coming for a holiday, or rather, she's coming around Europe for a holiday. And we were chatting because she and I go back a long way. And she is, I persuaded her to come over from Paris to the UK to attend CEO Mastermind on the 18th and 19th of June, and to come up to Warwick University to attend our event. And so she is special and can definitely show you some things that will catapult your business forward. So she's going to be teaching you content from the book that has not re yet been released in the UK. But to add value and give you a snippet, I have been fortunate to get an advanced copy of the book. And I've read it and I love it. And it's a classic Dan Kennedy masterpiece, co-written with Darcy. And it gives 10 rules for direct response marketing to non-direct response businesses. And so this is businesses like yours and ours, you know, so not people that do like mail order, et cetera, but typical businesses. So whether you're B2B, B2C, high contract value, low contract value, they give 10 commandments or laws to live by. And she's going to be going into this more at CEO Mastermind, but I thought I'd give you a sneak preview of two. And I'm going to tie it to two of our Mastermind members who've had phenomenal success over the years. You've heard them on our podcast in the past. So of the 10 rules, we're going to touch on two now. The first is rule number four in the book, which is let me get this rule correct. Rule number four is there will be tracking, measurements, and accountability. Right? So in other words, if you're doing marketing, it is a waste of time and energy if you can't track it, monitor it, and hold people or media types or advertising space, the marketing spend accountable, right? So how do you figure out the ROI? And this rule is paramount. And this is the rule that my client and friend, Ricky Singh from Evergen Solar, has done beautifully. So Ricky came seventh a few years ago on the Sunday Times Fast Track 100 list. That's one of the fastest, the seventh fastest growing privately held company in the UK. And he's going to be on it again because literally in his last financial year, he went from 12 million to 36 million and did so profitably. He trebled his business. And you know, the key, it was marketing. But specifically, he does this rule better than just about anybody I know. He is so granular and detailed about what marketing money spent on what platform at what time creates what type of customer who spends what amount of money. And so, because Ricky has built a very comprehensive system, some would say complex, but he's got it so dialed in, it's all at his fingertips. He could tell you how much money he spent on what platform in what month going back for years, how many leads came from that, how many of those bought, how much did they spend when they buy, what the lifetime value of those customers are. So the tracking is on point. And the reason why most people don't do this is they go, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to track it. Oh, it's complicated. What if people are coming online or Instagram? What happens if they phone in? What if they come by word of mouth? There's an answer to all of this. But it's not helpful if you don't get the concept, the rule saying, look, I need to track lead sources. I need to track and know that all marketing spend doesn't give me an equal return. And some people that come from different areas, different lead sources, have a different value. They convert at a higher rate, they spend more money, they buy more quickly. So these things should affect how you adjust your marketing spend. So getting the accountability and the tracking right is critical. And clearly, anybody with half a brain can say there's more to it than that. But Ricky will tell you that that is the number one most important thing because it allowed him to cancel his losers, the things, the adverts or the sources that didn't yield a return quickly. So he didn't waste money and instead reinvest that in the ones that were winning. And then the ones that are winning, he was able to double down and spend more on there and test more variables to get a higher level of response. At the end of the day, the person that can afford to spend the most money to acquire a customer wins, right? So if you can outspend the competition, you can win. But some people naively think, oh, well, I haven't got an unlimited budget. I can't do that. That's not true. If your marketing return is sufficiently high and you're clear on your cash cycle, i.e. how long it takes to get the cash back after you've spent it on marketing, From a lot of businesses, you can make it so you could have an infinite marketing budget. It's just that the numbers need to stack up, and most people do not know how to track it. That is one of the things that Darcy is going to be speaking about at CEO Mastermind. But for now, just know that, are you dialed in? Because people just go, oh, I haven't got it. I don't know where to start. And you know what? You're shooting yourself in the foot. Just because it has got more complex with the diversification of social media platforms doesn't mean give you an excuse to not track it. In fact, it becomes increasingly important. The devil's in the detail of how. So that's rule number four, that helped Ricky treble his business. The other one is rule number six. And rule number six is there will be follow-up. And look, I am somebody well known in our community is Paul Gough. Paul Gough, many years ago now, was my first client to hit seven-figure profits while he was in the program. So when he started with us, he was at six-figure revenue. Within, I think, 2 years, he got to seven-figure net profit. And since that time, he's significantly scaled that number. So I'll just say it's multiple millions in net profit. So his business continues to grow and thrive. And not just in his core business, he's had offshoot businesses now, and he's built up a very large, I believe, 100 plus unit real estate portfolio as a result of the profits that have come from that, from his businesses in the last 6 or 7 years now that he must have been in the program. But Paul is religious on this rule that there will be follow-up. And look, so it's an often quoted stat, but it's quoted because it's true, which is 80% of customers, so 80-20 rule, 80% of customers buy after five or more touches from a business. And yet 80% of businesses stop after one or two touches. In other words, you are leaving four-fifths of your sales on the table if you don't religiously follow up with your leads. And yet most businesses that aren't marketing experienced tend to go, oh, we don't want to be too pushy, we're not sure of the rules, and they don't follow the three M's. Right, they don't have a good message. They don't have targeted copy, which we're not going to go into now, but kind of like a targeted angle. The message is weak. They're also not clear on their markets. Who is the ideal customer avatar? Who are they going after? They're not targeting on that. And they also don't have the media type, let alone follow up. So you can follow up on one media, but if you follow up on multiple different media types, email, it might be SMS, text message, telephone. They might drop something in direct mail in the post, but there might be a variety of other types of media that you could use. Retargeting on the social platforms, instant messenger, for example, WhatsApp. And these things typically have a compounding result, compounding effect on the return. But most people don't put anywhere near like the level of comprehension that's required. And many years ago, 15 years ago now, I won an international marketing competition where I won a Porsche Cayman as a prize. And basically, I trebled. Was it trebled? It might have been even more than that by now, which again is funny how it rhymes with Ricky's in Greece. But from memory, it was trebled my response rates just by adding more steps to my follow-up sequence. So I went from contacting a customer to one, two, or three times to contacting them 10, 11, 12 times over a period of time. And that resulted in the business's sales trebling. No additional marketing spend to get the lead, yet treble the output. Imagine right now if your business's conversion rates trebled. And yes, while there was some incremental cost of the extra follow-up steps, it was significantly cheaper than going and getting new leads. But most businesses don't do this. And therefore, consequently, they really struggle to be able to grow. And they go, I haven't got the money to spend. Well, they haven't got the money to spend because they're spending it inefficiently. Paul does this well because in his niche, which is related to physical therapists or physiotherapists, there is a finite market of people. So he has to really excel. So said differently, I would rather send out a marketing message to 1,000 people five times than 5,000 people once. You'll get an overall better result, especially if you condense that universe of 5,000 leads down to 1,000 that you know demographics, psychographics, which allows you to tailor the marketing message specifically to them and have multiple follow-up, add a multiple media, and all of a sudden, you've got many multiples of response. By the way, if you're listening to this and going, yeah, that sounds nice, I get the concept, but it's too complicated. Well, it's only complicated if you don't know how to do it. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about with Darcy at CEO Mastermind on the 18th and 19th of June at Warwick University. Click the link below, find out more. We're going to keep releasing content on this, so just stay tuned to the podcast. We're going to keep giving you some great stuff and keep giving you snippets. But if you really want the magic, come on. Have an experience. Come and join some of the fastest growing businesses in the UK on the 19th, excuse me, the 18th and 19th of June at Warwick University. Link below. Come and have a mastermind experience. Look forward to seeing you there. That's all for now. Today were the two rules, two of the 10 rules from Darcy. So there will be tracking, measurement and accountability, and there will be follow-up. That's just 2 out of 10. They've helped two, I gave you examples of how it's helped two of my clients make literally millions upon millions of pounds in extra profits. That's what can be found by you if you come and dig at CEO Mastermind. See you then.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. Three things you need to do now. Number one, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 steps to improving your profits and cash flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.